to SER Breakfast.
Now, of course, this late in December, the talk is all about Christmas and, you know, it's meant to be a wonderful time of the year, and it is for a lot of people. But for an ever-growing percentage of the Australian population, especially in larger cities, it's a reminder of crisis and isolation. Of course, the big issue is an independent, not-for-profit organisation that is dedicated to supporting and creating work opportunities for homeless and marginalised Australians. The Street Magazine is probably the one you're most familiar with. It's providing opportunities for people to earn an income and build confidence and their capacity to help themselves. There is a Christmas edition of The Big Issue, and it is devoted in mostly to giving a voice to those less fortunate. Catherine Smirk is the deputy editor of Big Issue magazine. Catherine, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, it's not been a great year in terms of looking at the shocking statistics around homelessness, especially the big rise in younger women seeking assistance.
That's right, yeah. Around the world, really, and we're seeing it in Australia, that homelessness just seems to be getting worse and worse. And yeah, we're seeing a big increase across the board and of people sleeping rough and of people seeking help. And young women definitely are a group that are greatly at risk.
And of course, it's we often talk about the invisible homelessness, the people who aren't necessarily out on the streets, but they are not in safe housing.
That's right, yeah. Homelessness does not necessarily mean sleeping on the street in the middle of the CBD. I think a lot of people think that most homeless people are men because that's what you'd see on the street, but a lot of homeless people will be sleeping where you can't see them, sleeping in their cars, sleeping on couches. It's basically anyone who doesn't have a safe place to sleep, and unfortunately women are greatly affected and children are greatly affected.
Well, I know in the Christmas edition of Big Issue, you've actually done a whole feature looking at youth homelessness.
That's right. It's an area that I think does have less visibility because of those reasons. And yeah, we wanted to have a look at all the young people who are in crisis. There's about 100,000 Australians who are homeless every night, and about a third of them are under 25. So it's up to about 40,000 children or young people are homeless on any night in Australia, and that's obviously a huge portion of people. And we take a look in this edition at what that means for young people, where they go. I went and spoke to some young people who are living in some crisis accommodation in Melbourne, and we wanted to see what it was like in crisis accommodation, what that looks like for the young people, especially around this time of year. And unfortunately, there is often an increase in demand for accommodation at this time of year. Things become very fraught with people with families, with their families, and often that means young people don't have a place to go. So I went and visited a shelter in Melbourne and chatted to some of the young people there about what it's like, how they came to be here, and what is being done to try and help these young people.
And I think too often there's a perception that once someone who's homeless or at risk of homelessness gets that kind of crisis accommodation, then that's a very clear path to them getting back off the streets. But it doesn't always work that way.
Unfortunately not. And heartbreakingly, it seems like we come back to the same issue every time. And that's that there's a lack of housing. There's just not enough of it, of affordable housing, that is. And it's trickling back down into this space as well. There's not enough temporary accommodation to accommodate everybody who needs it. And from temporary accommodation, people often move into transitional accommodation, which is a more long-term accommodation but with support. And from there, they try to transition into private rental. But given that there is not enough affordable private rental, that means people are staying longer in the transitional accommodation space, which means people in the crisis housing don't have a place to move on to. But funding for crisis housing only lasts for 6 weeks, and then the people have to move on. So the people who work in this crisis housing are saints, of course, and they do their best to try and find a place for these people to go. Often it's through their community, through the church or a youth group or something like that. They have to get pretty creative, and unfortunately, yes, some people do fall through the cracks, and unfortunately the community is having to pick up the slack where there isn't enough housing for these young people to go to.
Look, I also saw in the Christmas edition of Big Issue, you've got basically Big Issue sellers from around the country kind of reflecting on what the year's been like for them.
That's right. It's a really important part of our Christmas edition. We do it every year, and we always look forward to it. We have our vendors from all around the country writing in entries as a bit of a reflection on the year past, a look to the year ahead. Often it's a thank you to the people who've helped them that year, a reflection on how things have gone for them, their favourite Christmas memories. I know the vendors greatly look forward to it, their chance to have their say, and especially to thank the people who've helped them along the way. And some of it's funny and silly, and some of it's quite heartbreaking. And beautiful. But I think it's really important getting that perspective from people about what's been going on with them. You know, there's people talking about that this year they got housing for the first time and they wanted to let their customers know that they've finally found somewhere safe and permanent to go. There's also people saying that their wish for the new year is to find appropriate housing so their kids can come and visit them. There's also people who are saving up for, you know, all kinds of different things, trips overseas, places away. And I also like there was one entry from Mark who lives in Brisbane, and his was pretty simple. He just said, "I'm hoping for happiness in 2018. So, you know, there's a whole bunch of different perspectives, but I think it's a really lovely thing to be getting the voices of our vendors from around the country talking about what's important to them.
Especially when they are such a marginalised voice for most of the time.
That's right, that's right. And people don't hear from them as much, but I think it's a big part of why the Big Issue is special, is that connection that people have with their vendors that they buy the magazine from. And I think a lot of people do build up that connection. I know that's important to a lot of our vendors and a lot of the people who buy the magazine. And I think that's why this is really important to everybody involved, to really hear from the people who we're all here for, basically.
Look, I think the other important thing about sort of a Christmas edition of Big Issue is when people who are in loving families know how difficult Christmas can be at any given time, it's good to get the perspective of what it's like for Big Issue sellers and other people who are suffering from some severe disadvantage.
Absolutely. Christmas is a bit of a complicated time, I think. It can be a lovely time for people to come together and to celebrate their community, but it can also be very isolating if you're alone. And it is something I talked about with the people at the crisis accommodation, that they try their best to create a really nice moment so people can come together. But it is important to remember that if you don't have a home or you don't have people around you, it can be very isolating. So it's important on the community to be recognising that and reaching out perhaps, or having that connection with your vendor when you chat to them, wishing them a Merry Christmas, having a chat to them, and establishing that community if they don't have it at home.
Well, I think the Christmas edition is on sale now. Of course it is, isn't it?
That's right. It's on sale now up until Christmas Day.
Excellent. Get out there, find someone, buy a copy of it, and then keep going. Get the New Year edition as soon as it's available.
Absolutely. On the 26th, the new edition comes out on sale, and then we'll be back to having our fortnightly editions coming out. So keep an eye out for them.
Catherine Smirke, thank you so very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Catherine Smirke is the deputy editor of The Big Issue. As you just heard, you've got until the 25th. Go and get a copy of it from your vendor now.